Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic.
My computer wants to give me all types of problems right now, so I'm actually doing this directly from my cell phone, which is not an issue. So we gonna get together. So, but before we do that, I want to hop into this track by Tito, and we're gonna get into some of these topics, and we're gonna bring on our guest today, Shayna. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio. We're shocked. Is in shock. It's real. Thank you.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, classes in session, they say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division. Divine intervention, can't stop the beast on this mission. Declining your wishes, defying the missions. Defining conditions, the finest of wishes. The blindest of vision, one with ambition. Tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I bless your ears while you're listening. Just your fears and bloody your fists. Never get it twisted, all about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they no burger spill. The bourbon spilled, you'll burn for real. Not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal the chest with shield. Thought twice, I keep one concealed. A conscious thrill, my own path I'll fulfill. My own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shall get knocked out. Tool belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real. Stripes earned, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat. My mouth a lighter, a lover and a fighter. A quick blur, showcase me. A small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poem broke down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only only cause they praying I'm the predator, an adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Worth this 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster, no cussing. You see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who's seen you take that. Everybody claiming real. All right,
so
really,
welcome
really
back to Surge
that.
Radio. I want to apologize for the delay. We kind of had some technical difficulties, but we're going to get into the show. We do have our guests on air now. I want to welcome Miss Shayna to the show. Make sure I say her name right before she curses me.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
I'm good. How's everybody, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're good. You know what? It took us a second to get you on the show. You know, we try to keep up with you. You know, you're a very, very busy person. I've been giving
y'all
a hard time about that for a week now.
Well, I'm happy to be here finally. So.
Yeah, so we're happy to have you. We're going to get into some of these questions. But, how's your day going?
Everything's good. I woke up at like 5 in the morning to get back to Virginia from New York. I know I'm from Virginia, so I had to come here for Easter, you know. So I'm good, though. I'm hanging in there tired, but good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we happy to have you, you know, the day before, you know, the holiday and everything. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we appreciate you taking the time out. So let's hop into some of these questions, you know.
Right.
First, I want you to tell everybody, who is Shayna?
So, I'm Shayna. I'm from the DMV area. Shout out to the DMV. But I live in New York now. I'm performing with my band. I released my first EP called Dream of Color in 2015. Damn, I almost forgot. 2014. Jesus, it's been a long time. And I'm about to come out with my album in the springtime. So, I'm very excited. Coming up, 30 spring now. So, it's coming out very soon. It's called Made of Gold. So.
All right, so here's the part where I'll put you on the spot, right?
All right.
So we're going to talk about the music a little bit, but how did you get your name?
How did I get my name?
Yes.
Like my stage name or like?
What's the origin of Shayna? You know, you texted to me, but I want you to tell everybody now.
Oh my God, he's really put me on the spot right now. Okay, so it was funny because before the show, everybody always calling me Shayna, right? Because my name is spelled S-H-E-N-N-A. So everybody's like, Shayna, Shayna, Shayna. And I'm like, I don't know, Shayna. Like, I know it's spelled wrong, but it's been like that my whole life, but it's Shayna. So I never changed it because if you get to know me, I'm very quirky. I'm very different, and it's just like I felt like it will in my personality, you know. I almost said, should my stage name be Shayna? I'm like, no, it's Shayna because, you know, people judge for what they see as a person, but then when they get to know you, it's just different, you know. So,
But you know what? I like how you cleaned that up, you know. So I won't ask for the rest of that, but.
No, don't do that.
I won't. All right. So what genre of music do you consider to be, like, where you find yourself in? More R&B, more pop?
You know, I grew up around R&B. I listened to, you know, all the greats, like, you know, Michael Jackson and all that. But I'm an indie pop artist with a little bit of R&B still in there. You know, I incorporate a lot of R&B riffs that I love. But indie pop, as in, I guess if you could compare it to like mainstream artists, almost like a Fergie, like Gwen Stefani, Pink, that type of thing. I just really like to show my personality in my music, but also, you know, sing as well. So I feel like they're very strong singers as well. Like Fergie could really, you know, go in, but then she got songs like My Hump, like with the Black Eyed Peas and stuff. And it's like that, you know, dancey type of fun song. So I like that.
Yeah, you answered my my other question is, you know, who are some of your influences? But I think you answered that for me.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I have some other influences for like songwriters, as in like, you know, Corinne Bailey Rae, Adele. I think they're great writers.
Okay, that's awesome. So what inspires you to make music?
What inspires me to make music? Just everything I see on a daily basis, honestly. I can't write about something that I can't relate to or I haven't seen somebody else go through, because lyrics to me are just very personal. You know, when I go to live shows, for instance, I went to a live show yesterday and I was just listening to the lyrics more than just watching the performance, and I feel like both are hand in hand. So when I write, I want people to be like, dang, I feel that, or, you know.
Okay. So here's a really, really hard question, all right?
Okay.
Really hard question.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about Ray-Bans and Rex, the video?
I liked it.
Is it better than Air Balloons?
Listen, it's two different things. It's two different things,
I'm
but it was still dope.
I'm messing with you.
I liked it a lot. I'm so serious.
You know, honestly, to like, you know, to just, I just wanted to just screw with you for a second, because you got to get into your song in a minute, you know. But it's hard asking another artist to like, hey, how do you really feel about this artist? Because if you ask me questions like that, I tend to say like what I really think. So
right,
I'm gonna name artists
because you want them to grow. Right. Okay. Go ahead.
So I'll name some artists, and you tell me what you really think of these artists. And Spades, I want you to help out today. As a matter of fact, Spades, I'll let you go first. So throw one artist out there for her.
Young Thug.
He's good.
No, don't do that.
True.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. I'm a nice person. Man, like,
even nice people
are
truthful.
I'm kind of confused. Like, his music makes me dance. Like, it makes me move. Like, that's a positive, right?
No, I'm talking about from a lyric standpoint.
Oh, I don't know what he's saying.
Exactly.
I have to look it on lyrics.com. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Seven Streeter.
Oh, she's a great writer. What? She writes for a lot of people. She's amazing. Like, I was just talking about her with my friend this morning, actually. She's really good.
That's awesome.
I have nothing bad to say about her. I feel like she needs to be, I feel like she's, people aren't appreciating her as much as she should be. You know, she's done so much. And as a songwriter, sometimes people overlook that. You know, they're just like, oh, okay, she hasn't put out a song in a while. Yes, she is. She's writing for other people. Like, she's real good.
True.
This one may confuse you because I'm still on the fence about this one, because I think I want to say it's the same artist. But Keisha Cole / K. Michelle.
Keisha Cole / K. Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm dead.
I mean,
all right.
Look, I'll put it to you like this. I really feel like Keisha Cole's career was kind of going in the toilet, and then she kind of resurrected herself back as K. Michelle.
Okay. All right. I mean, I like Keisha Cole when she first started, like when she had like Love and all that. Like, those are my songs. But now I'm not like, oh, my gosh, I got to go to a concert. Like, that's when you know an artist is real good. When they come into town, you're just like, yo, I have to go to a concert right now. Like, I have to see her. I don't know. But it's not horrible. Like, it's not like, oh, my God, this sucks. It's just not what she started off as. You know how artists try to rebrand themselves throughout their career? Like, it's just, yeah.
Ah, okay. So
Iggy is
baby. So we'll come back to the artist game in a second. But
okay.
let's get into more about you. Now, you've been doing music for a while now. You put your EP out. You've done a couple of videos. How do you feel you evolved as an artist?
Oh, man. I just threw out a tweet the other day, actually. I feel like my first EP is like nothing close to my album right now. Like, I played it a little safe. You know, when you know you're an artist, when you first release stuff, you're like, oh, my God, are people going to like this? Like, you know, you don't know if you're about to get, like, slammed with hate. You know, the media is mean, but I just feel like I played it safe my first EP. And this one, I was like, you know what, I don't care. Like, living in New York has really taught me. It's just, like, Sink or Swim, like, you got to go. So I just went for it. And so far, everybody that hear it, they're just like, this is you. And this is what is going to, I guess, you know, increase your following, help you out more. So I'm excited for this next one. I've definitely grown.
That's awesome. So what are some of the biggest challenges as an artist that you've had to face, and how did you overcome them?
The biggest challenges were, thankfully, I have really amazing friends. Like, my friends ride mad hard for me. Like, they're my team right there, you know. I don't have, what do I call it? Like, I don't have a PR right now. I'm not signed and all that. But the thing that is hard, I guess, is budget. Like, everything I do goes to music, you know. And, for instance, I was a waitress for a little bit because everything, you know, I want extra money. Even though I'm getting royalties here and there, you know, I've had a few placements and stuff, music's expensive. As you grow as an artist, you can't just keep putting that same amount of money into yourself. Like, you got to put your quality out there, and quality costs money. Like, so that's the challenge, and I don't want to be, you know, putting – Kickstarters are amazing. Like, I look up to artists that keep putting out the Kickstarters. My friend raised $5,000 in a week for his EP. I was like, that's great. Like, so – but keep going. Like, you never know who's looking. Yesterday, I actually got a sponsorship, my first sponsorship ever, so I'm excited. People see when you're working. So don't go on Facebook, Instagram, be like, I'm struggling. Oh, my God, this is so hard. Like, it's hard for all of us. There's mad artists out here. We all struggling. So let's struggle together, help each other. Like, we don't have to struggle as much if we help each other. And I feel like that's also a big problem. Artists don't support other artists. Like, don't go to somebody's show to hate on them. Go to their show and tweet and, you know, tell, like, say, like, yo, this person's killing it. Because there's enough, like, room at the top for everybody. So
that is true. That is true. That's that's how the business works. You got to find your lane.
Right, exactly.
So how do you balance music and personal life? How do you mesh the two together?
You know what? My music is my personal life. Like, this is what I do 24/7. I really try to do things like watch TV and, you know, hang out with my friends. All my friends are musicians too. So if we're hanging out, we're going to a show. Like, that's what we do. And I don't, like, I couldn't see myself doing anything else. Like, that's fun to me. So,
yeah,
that's how I feel.
That's for sure.
All right, so let's get into your song now, Air Balloons. So do you want to tell everybody about this song, what inspired you to write this song?
Air Balloons, you know, it's going to be on my album. It already released. It's just a feel-good song about, you know, it's a summer type of song, hanging out with your friends, and just, you know, living in the moment, basically. So it's the Air Balloons, yeah.
All right, so do you want to bring this track in? I'm going to get ready to spin it for you.
Sure. So this is your girl, Shayna, and you're now listening to Air Balloons.
Flashing lights in a backyard table, torn jeans and a quarter-inch cable. We point our speakers to the moon. Blankets that we're laying on rooftops, taking shots in the parking lot. Fly away like air balloons. I feel it high, get it low. Moving up or down, since don't alive. I'm feeling alright, yeah. I feel it high or get it low. Moving up or down, since don't alive, yeah. I'm feeling alright. 'Cause when it goes down, when it goes down, when it goes down, we gotta.
ever going on, cause right now is the only place we're ever gonna know, ever gonna know.
Special guest Shayna, and that was her song Air Balloons. And you know, I must say that, you know, that is a very, very awesome shower music.
No.
What? Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm just being a jerk right now. I apologize. You know, so
yeah.
during the break. Oh, you say yeah? You agree with me? That's awesome. So during the break, you know, Shayna was telling me how much she would like to be a permanent co-host on Surge Radio. And I said, you know what, that'd be awesome, but you're a rock star, so you got to keep going with the ball.
Oh, my God, I'm done. No, I want to be part of it.
and I must say that's a lie, but, you know, hopefully everybody believed it because I was just rambling and it kind of worked. But before we get into the rest of these questions, and you know, Shayna, I want you to comment on this as well. I want to give out my Dash Award this week. For the people that don't know what the Dash Award is, it is acronyms or short for a dumbass spot holder. So if you ever come across a Dash Award winner, please let us know. This week, I never thought it was possible for me to do this consecutively as far as weeks go, but Cat Williams is killing me.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, it's good. Hey, Cat Williams, of all the things you can do in life, you lose a fight to a child. And I feel like in a situation like that, you have no excuse as an individual. The best thing for you to do is to fade to black or find the littlest rock to crawl under because you're not that big of a guy. So in this situation here, I really feel like you're a great candidate for the Dash Award due to the constant screw-ups you have as an individual. You know, I'm praying for you, man, you know. It sucks that you got beat up by a kid. I figure when you take a sneak shot at a child, you should be able to put them to sleep. In this situation, you found yourself in a reverse rear naked choke by
child.
You know, so you should never, ever try to fight anyone again in life. So you got stomped out by a dog and you got choked out by it. You are this week's Dash Award winner. What do you think about this, Shayna?
I was just watching it beforehand. That's weird. You're, like, targeting everything that I was, like, looking at this morning. I thought people were lying to me when they, like, told me that. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, that's embarrassing. And he just, like, I don't understand what's going on with him right now. Like, I'm just praying for him because, yeah, he needs some help.
Yeah, that's all you can do because, I mean, he's making it bad for all the little people out there. You know,
all the little people?
Yeah, I mean, man. Spades, your thoughts, sir?
It's just, I don't know, man. He lost right now, I guess. And we all get to that point where we veer left instead of right. So it's going to be on him to get back on that path,
man,
where everybody can deal with him.
Okay.
Look, he didn't veer left or right, man. He kind of went down. Like straight down on the ground, choked out. I mean, just.
All right. Even if Ben, yo, he's still taking the wrong path, man.
Yeah. I'm kind of reading minds right here. I know Shane is saying, look, I'm not here for this. I don't want to talk about Cat Williams. You know,
I didn't say that at all.
You know, I'm just picking with you. It's working, right?
Well, no, you can't get to me. I'm chilling.
Anytime a person's like, no, I didn't do this. No, I didn't. Usually when a person goes into the nose, they really like, okay, look, clean it up.
No, when you guys were talking, I'm like, I like stepped outside because I was in the car and it got mad hot, and I ran into one of my friends and she tried to talk to me. I'm like, I'm on the radio show. Like, that's what happened actually. So I muted myself. That's why I wasn't talking.
Oh, okay. My apologies. Okay,
no.
So let's hop into these other questions. So with these other questions I have for you, as an artist, if you had to choose, what are you seeking, fame or fortune?
Honestly, like, this isn't just the answer so people can say, oh, she's nice. Like, I just want to help people, like, for real. I was talking to some of my bandmates the other day, and I was like, honestly, like, if I could just tour and, you know, live life comfortably and just be happy, like, that's what I want to do, and I want to give back to people. Like, there's so many people struggling. It's not just about, like, oh, my God, what type of car am I driving, or having this big-ass house. Like, why do you need such a huge house when you're always out? Like, you're always traveling. Like, you know, you're always doing your thing. It's not all about the money. I mean, of course I want to live well. Like, I'm not trying to be broke or nothing, but I just want to help other people and really get the music out there, not just for the attention, but to spread a message, basically. All my music, I try to keep it as positive as possible, but still tell the story so it's me, you know. It's not fake.
All right. Well, that's all of my questions. I want to thank you for being a guest on this show. You know, it's very, very important. But I want you to tell everybody how they can, you know, find you, your handles, everything.
Word, yeah, follow me, y'all. Shayna Music. It's not how it sounds, but it's S-H-E-N-N-A Music. Once again, that's S-H-E-N-N-A Music. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all that. So hit me up.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on Surge Radio. It is unfortunate time for us to get out of here. But, you know, thank you for taking the time out. We look forward to having you back on the show. Hopefully you have fun today.
Please do. Yeah, it's fun, man. I'm down to come to Michigan, too. So I want to see y'all when I come out there.
Absolutely. We definitely take care of you. Spades, you want to send us off, sir?
Everybody, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. Shayna, I want to thank you for being a guest on Surge Radio.
Thank you.
Everybody, take y'all time. Go after y'all dreams. Chase that money. This is Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock. It's real.
And don't be Cat Williams.